Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Buckle up, Buttercup, because today we're diving headfirst into the electrifying world of battery tech. We're talking cost, efficiency, and the future of everything from EVs to your trusty smartphone.
Ooh, sounds juicy. So what's the big deal? Are we finally ditching those pricey lithium batteries for something better?
Not quite ditching lithium just yet, but there are major innovations happening that could make batteries way cheaper and more efficient. Think 3D-printed electrodes. Saku, a California-based company, is licensing its Cavian platform, the world's first for 3D-printing battery electrodes. This dry process eliminates toxic solvents, reduces factory footprint, and uses way less energy compared to traditional methods.
3D-printed batteries? That's wild. But will they actually perform as well as current batteries?
That's the exciting part. Early indications suggest they could even surpass current tech. They're adaptable to different materials, from nickel and cobalt to even aluminum and sodium. Plus, the 3D printing opens doors to custom shapes and denser designs, boosting battery life and fitting snugly into any device. Imagine a phone battery molded perfectly around its components.
Mind blown. So this isn't just some lab experiment, it's actually happening.
Absolutely. Saku is partnering with big players like SK On and Electrion to scale up production. And they're not alone. Tesla and AM Batteries are also exploring dry electrode manufacturing. This could be a real game changer.
Okay, color me impressed. But what about the materials? Aren't those still expensive?
Ah, that's where things get really interesting. Researchers at Georgia Tech are exploring iron trichloride as a cathode material. It's incredibly cheap, made from abundant elements, and early tests show it outperforming even the cheapest lithium iron phosphate batteries in terms of energy density.
Wait, hold up. Cheaper and better? That sounds almost too good to be true. What's the catch?
Well, the longevity is still slightly behind LFP batteries, but it's comparable to commercial lithium ion batteries using cobalt and manganese. Plus, this tech hinges on solid-state battery technology, which is still a few years away from widespread adoption. But the potential cost savings are enormous, like 50 to 60%. Imagine EVs and home batteries becoming truly affordable.
Wow, that's a game changer. And what about copper? Isn't that a major cost factor in batteries?
You're sharp, yes, and Saku is tackling that too, experimenting with composite current collectors that could drop costs by a whopping 75%. Plus, they're fire retardant, adding a much-needed safety boost.
So, it's a win-win for our wallets and the planet. I'm getting excited about the future of battery tech.
Me too. It's all about smarter materials, streamlined designs, and efficient manufacturing. These advancements are paving the way for a greener, more affordable, and electrifying future. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.